Good morning. It is 8:07 on this Thursday morning. I'm Mary Walter here with Vince Colonnese. And joining us right now is Ashley Carter. Ashley is the at-large representative for the D.C. State Board of Education. They're responsible for the D.C. public schools. Ashley, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about what's going on in the D.C. school district. There's a lot of allegations of grade fixing, of kids graduating who missed the majority of classes, just policy not being followed, kids getting beaten. We now know a special needs student alleged that he was beaten and he has since passed away. A lot of problems. Let's start, though. How did this all start? How did all of these problems first come to light?
Well, yes, as you can see, there is a lot of issues going on in D.C. schools these days. The most recent issue that we have had is the D.C. graduation report. We saw with a recent graduation report that one-third of our graduates from last year didn't meet our city graduation requirements. Unfortunately, we saw that teachers felt pressure to pass students by administrators, and while the new chancellor says it's a problem with teachers understanding the process, and he proposes more training and clarifying and transcript reviews, I really think it stems beyond that. We've got children graduating who can't read or write, and just because it's good for our numbers, that really speaks volumes. It shows that our diploma is not a credible document, and we need to make some changes.
Didn't this start, though, with ABC7 reporting on attendance problems and the allegations of grade inflation at Ballou High School? Isn't that where this all started, though?
Yes. And while we see that there was one report with Ballou High School, it's not just a problem at Ballou. It's a system-wide problem, and that's what we've come to see.
Right. I guess my question is, why did it take a news outlet to do the investigation in order to find the problem? Someone had to know that these things were going on way before this.
And yes, I think you're right. There were problems. There were teachers who were trying to tell those at the top, tell administrators, talk to the chancellor. And those issues, the warnings and the cries from the teachers, weren't taken seriously. Unfortunately, the Board of Ed, we work on policy issues and not issues involving individual schools. So we did take it seriously and we took the matter to the appropriate authorities. But once it was, we couldn't do anything beyond that. We did take it to the proper authorities.
Are you under the...
And I'm glad to see that it is being taken seriously.
You are under the impression that this is being taken seriously? It kind of feels like D.C. just wants to get past this headache because, you know, they've indulged this for a while. This has been going on for a while. Students have been able to get away with skipping class and then all of a sudden passing anyway. Do you think there's a credible attempt at actually fixing the D.C. public school system, or is this just going to be trying, let's get past this PR crisis and not deal with it?
Well, you have a good thought there. I do think that with the new audit that the D.C. board actually asked for, we asked for an independent audit to not just trust what the superintendent's report is saying, but also to verify this and really make it an issue because we do need change. We need to make sure that students are excited to come to school. We need to make sure that they're engaged. And we need to make sure that we're not just documenting absences and it's not just a procedural issue that needs to change. We need to make sure that at the end of the day, our graduation diploma is a document that's credible to outside sources. And our students who are graduating
right.
are college and career ready at the end of the day.
And parents have to trust that when students are said to be attending school that they actually are and not doing something else. Ashley, you're one of the rare Republican members of the D.C. State Board of Education. What are your Democratic colleagues saying about all this, and are they taking this seriously?
Yes, actually, we as a board are taking this incredibly seriously. At our last board meeting last month, it was an 8-1 vote asking for an independent audit by our D.C. auditor, making sure that our students are actually getting the diploma that they deserve, not just being passed and shoved off out of the school system. We really want to make sure that our schools are actually graduating students who and that diploma is worth something.
Mary mentioned it a few minutes ago. A Beaulieu High School student died on Monday, and that's 3 weeks after he reported that his fellow students had assaulted him. He's been identified as special needs. He's remaining unidentified otherwise because he's a minor. He died this week before 6 p.m. at Children's National Medical Center, attacked over the use of his cell phone. He was struck multiple times on his body and his face and was sprayed with perfume, according to a police report. What is going on at Beaulieu High School?
You know, this is a tragedy, and my heart goes out to that family. From what I have heard, this is an issue that this student had been attacked and had been bullied multiple times throughout the year. This is not the first time that this has happened. And while we're not sure whether his death stemmed directly from being hit or not, there is an investigation going on. I want to say that no student should go to school and be attacked or even feel threatened, especially in an area where there's so much violence already outside of the school. Two students near Beaulieu had already been shot and have had deaths earlier this year. So this is a problem that's going on and that needs to be fixed.
But how does it happen in a classroom? And I think that's one of the, you know, I realize that it could be a tough area, the kids getting hurt. But how does it happen in a classroom with authority figures supposed to be stationed nearby? What do you know about that, if anything?
You know, we're not sure exactly what happened inside the classroom. And we do know that the police were called after the incident happened. I do know that recently Beaulieu put in restorative justice practices into their school, which says that it lessens the out-of-school suspensions in the school. While they were trying to make sure that students are in school because they do more harm outside of school when they're not learning, we need to see whether this practice will continue to be enforced or whether changes will happen.
Yeah, it seems as if there needs to be a change in the culture of what's going on in the schools, period. And I think that involves parents. It involves changing maybe some of the rules about what you're allowed to do as far as removing children from the classrooms in order to allow the kids who want to learn to give them the ability to do so. And maybe there are just some kids who just don't want to learn, and I don't know what we do with them. Well, thank you, Ashley, for joining us. This will be an ongoing story, obviously, with what's going on with the D.C. schools. This is going to take a long time to address. So hopefully we can get you back and you can keep us updated on what you're finding and how you're addressing those issues.
Thank you very much. I hope to be back and share more stories and share more information as it comes along.
And we do too. Thank you, Ashley Carter, at-large representative for the D.C. State Board of Education.